أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا؟ إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Ad-Dahr. It has also been referred to as Surah Al-Insan, and some also have referred to it as Surah Al-Abrar. This surah, according to most of the commentators, is a Makki surah. There are some that have said otherwise, and we discussed now for many times that a Makki surah will be that surah that was revealed, or most of it was revealed, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. This surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with a question, such a question that puts emphasis into its meaning. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Has a time come upon mankind, or a person, a human, whilst he was something that was never mentioned, never spoken about, in other words, nothing? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, if we put this into an emphasis, that there was certainly a time when a person, a human, was never ever in existence, and forget his non-existence, he was never even spoken about, he was never ever even remembered. When a couple gets married, they are hopeful in the general sense to have children, but that child is not in existence and the child is not spoken about till the child comes into existence. And like that, if we go one step further, grandparents would not even know how many children or grandchildren they will get. And in that fashion and in that manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us our real and true worth in this world, that our existence is of such a nature that there were thousands and millions of years that would pass and we were in absolute non-existence. And then parents will meet and cohabit, and then if conception takes place, if the woman conceives, then also in that initial period of that conception, there is no knowledge of that child, there is no mention of that child. So here again, like we discussed at the end of the last surah, Surah Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we have come actually from nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us into existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that we are absolutely worthless, we are absolutely nothing, that even in our non-existence, everything in this world continued to be existing. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to prevail. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us our worthlessness. إِنَّا خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. Certainly we created insan from a drop of sperm, amshaj, which was blended, which was intermingled, simple language, which was mixed. Here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us our total worthlessness. Two ways to understand this ayat. Is one, if we look at that drop that comes from the male, how was it formed? It was naturally formed from his blood, and that blood was in actual fact not existent on his own, but it was the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustained that man or that human with. And again, if you go one step back, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustain us from different parts of the world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought our rozi and our plate of food in front of us. So now that food was eaten, it was nourished, blood was formed, and from there that drop that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then created, the nutfa, and that nutfa then becomes active in a woman conceiving. So this was the whole process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings together. And again, this shows us where we have come from. And Amshaj will also refer to the fact that now man and woman has a union, they meet, and then their fluids intermingle, mix and blend, and from there we get insan. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that, listen insan, you absolutely nothing, but rather you turn and you look at the kudrat and the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabatalihi. Now nabatalihi in its general meaning is, we created insan so that we will test him. This was the whole reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created us. So we are going to go through all these tests. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah ta'ala created this concept of life, this realm of life and death, so that Allah will test who brings the best of deeds, the best quality of deeds into the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in actual fact brought us into existence. Some have stated nabatalihi will mean we turned him over. Turned him over means that it was a sperm, a drop, and then a clot of blood, and then flesh, and then the bones, etc. So there was this whole turnover that had taken place before this perfect creature called insan had emerged into this world from the womb of his mother. So in both ways, one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us our maqsad and our goal and our objective in this world. We have come here to be tried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the other application, it will mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned us from one condition to another, from one stage to another, and all that is indicative of the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. And then we made him from this sperm, we made him sami' and we made him basir, one who can hear and one who can see. Now this is again the very great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one person takes that drop, and if we think that that drop can hear when we speak, it will not hear us, it cannot see anything, but from there, see how Allah ta'ala turned it around, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this human, and then of course, its relationship to the ayats to come in front. Allah had given man the capacity and the ability to understand the message of Allah, to listen to the message of Allah, to see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inborn, inherent qualities that Allah ta'ala has given us, so that we will be able to understand this wahi, this revelation that came down from Allah, and the words and the message of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.